Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and Pep Guardiola's side have found out who they will be facing in the FA Cup quarterfinals. It looks a difficult draw on paper, as the Citizens will be heading to Goodison Park to take on Everton. The tie is scheduled to take place over the weekend of March the 20th and 21st. City booked their place in the quarterfinals with a 3-1 victory at Swansea earlier this week. That was their record-breaking 15th successive victory across all competitions. Elsewhere, and City have fitness concerns ahead of Saturday's Premier League home clash with Tottenham, as defensive midfielders Rodri and Fernandinho are both struggling. Rodri was forced off against Swansea during the week with his issue, whilst Fernandinho is currently nursing a quad problem. In defence, Ruben Dias sat out the game against Swansea due to illness, and he remains a doubt, whilst long-term absentees Kevin De Bruyne, Sergio Aguero and Nathan Ake also remain sidelined. Finally, and if City want to sign Sevilla defender Jules Koundé during the summer, then they are likely to have to pay in excess of £70 million. That's the valuation Sevilla have placed on the Frenchman. City reportedly had a £50 million bid rejected for Koundé last summer. Liverpool are also said to be interested in the player, and it remains to be seen whether City will first launch a fresh approach and whether they will be willing to match Sevilla's valuation. That's all for now. We'll have more later.